Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back to Hiva's Company on the Superstar Power Hour. Miss Meg Maroney, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I have so many things I feel like I want to talk to you about because you've had so much fun stuff going on. But I also feel like every time I get on Instagram lately, I'm like, Meg's always somewhere tropical.
She loves a tropical vacation.
Right?
I know. It's become a problem. I was like tours with Kenny Chesney once and then is obsessed with the island. Yeah, that's kind of what happened.
I was going to say, that's where you've been most of the time, right? Like St. John's, spending a long time down by like Kenny's.
All down in the islands, various islands.
It's beautiful down there, though. Like snorkeling, everything. It's so much fun.
I'm just like, I feel like I exhale when I get there. And
really?
It's very, very peaceful.
Good. Well, listen, I want to talk all about Am I Okay? But first, I really want to talk about the song with Kenny, since we're talking about Kenny.
Love.
Okay. Talk about, you had to be there, and the story behind this.
So I wrote that song about the Sun Goes Down tour. Mm-hmm. I obviously opened for him last summer, and I write about things that are important to me. And I do feel like I learned so much on that tour. I gained so much confidence. I got so many tips from him, and just like, it was just a pivotal point in my career, but also the best time of my life. So I needed to write a song about it. I had the title, You Had to Be There, and I was down with my writers in Panama City. And it was me, Mackenzie Carpenter, Micah Carpenter, and Ben Williams. And we were on the beach, and we were like, let's try to write the Kenny song. We literally had the guitar down on the beach, and Micah started playing this like guitar lick that you hear at the beginning of the song. And I'm like, well, that's it. We wrote the song in about 45 minutes. And I think the coolest thing to me is that, so I told this story while I was touring with Kenny, but in 2018, I bought nosebleed seats while I was in college to go see Kenny at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It was like one of the first shows they had there. I was a sophomore in college. I literally looked at my email the other day and I still have the tickets. I was section 312, row 20.
Oh my God.
And it was the Trip Around the Sun tour. And so the song starts where like I'm in college, five girls in the mirror putting makeup on, like we're getting ready, parking lot, take a shot, steal a kiss. It's like, that was me in college. And then by the second verse, I say 7 years later, got a different point of view. And like, obviously being on tour with him, I remember I used to say during the tour, I would look up at the 300 section and just like wave at them and be like, hey, that was me up there. So keep on dreaming, because you never know what could happen. We wrote the song. I really liked the song. I didn't know what to get Kenny for Christmas, because how do you buy a gift for Kenny Chesney?
Impossible.
Impossible, really. Like, for example, the end of tour gift that I got him was a scrapbook that I like handmade and like hand. It's very intricate. I'll have to like post about it sometimes so everyone can see it. But, well, I guess he has it now. But but I do have pictures. Anyways, I needed to get him a Christmas gift. I knew I was going to the island at the top of the year. We went straight from Dick Clark's New Year's Eve straight to the island, me and my team. So I wrote out the lyrics on a piece of paper, and I had the demo with me, and I played it for him down in the islands. And I told him, I prefaced it with like, I'm not asking you to like be on this song, or like, if you don't like it, I literally just want you to know that I wrote this because like, I appreciate you so much for taking me on tour, and it was like the best time of my life. And I just write about things that I care about, and this is something that I really cared about, and I want you to know that. Because I was like, if he hates it, that'll be so awkward.
Oh my, right.
But also, I just didn't want to pressure him into anything. And he ended up loving it. And now it is what it is. So yeah, it was his Christmas gift. He has a guest book down on the island where each time we go there, we write something in the guest book. But he like taped the thing in the guest book and we all wrote, like it says New Year's Day 2025. I think that'll be a part of the music video because we got some like footage of that. But it's very, I don't know, just feels authentic. Like me and Kenny knew for a while that we wanted to do a song together, but like what makes sense for us mm-hmm. to sing together? And it just turned out so authentic. And I think it's like the perfect representation of what that summer was and how magical it was and how much of a mentor he is for me.
I don't think you could have like wrapped a perfect circle in a like better bow. You know what I mean?
Know. It's like one of those things. I'm still like processing it. I was listening to it on the way here and I'm like, that's Kenny Chesney's voice. Like I like dissociate sometimes and I'm like, I know I'm friends with him. I know that like I could literally call him right now, but like, holy crap, that's Kenny Chesney's voice.
Yeah. And so. Especially like, you know, like Kenny has a lot of songs where like, and not a lot, but like where he'll have a female feature on his song, but you have a Megan Maroney song.
I know.
With Kenny
crazy.
Chesney featured. It's like just so cool.
Surreal.
I'm so happy for you. I'm so
Thank
excited
you.
About this like next chapter of music for you. But first let's talk. Am I okay? Headed
Slay.
Up to the top of the charts. Slay.
I yes. love it.
Tell the story behind the day that you guys wrote this song.
Okay, so I had only known this dude for like a month. Mistake number one, never write a nice song about a man that you've only known for a month because by month three, they will ruin your life.
But this is what we do. We're hopeful as
but
women.
But yes, we're hopeful that we haven't met yet another bad one. So yeah, I was like a month in and I was like, wait, I'm actually like really happy and this is crazy. Like, what's wrong with me? I'm usually so sad. Like, put me in rice. Something's wrong with me. And so that was the sentiment that I went in with. I wrote it with Jesse Joe Dillon and Luke Laird. But at the same time, that was January of 2024 that I wrote it. Actually, it might have been like a couple months before that. But I knew I was going on tour with Kenny. So I wanted it to feel like a stadium song. So when I was having Luke, like, you know, come up with the chords and stuff, I was like, this needs to feel really big because mm-hmm. I want to be able to get people up, even though I play pretty early. I want people like up out of their seats.
Jumping, dancing.
And just like another good song for my set list that feels like a party. And we would end the set every night with that one. And mission accomplished, I guess. But yeah, when we wrote it, it was kind of just half of authentic feelings of being like, wait, I'm actually happy. Am I okay? And then paired with the like need for a big stadium song. And that's how we got it.
And it turned out so great. And the music video is also so fun. And that was one that you co-directed.
I did.
Do you think that you'll do more of that now that you've like had a taste of it?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I co-directed I'm Not Pretty's music video too. Now I think just because I'm so involved, it just makes sense. I don't see a music video where I wouldn't co-direct it. But who knows, maybe I'll like run out of time or something. But yeah, it's just really fun for me. When I write songs, I see the music video in my head. And Am I Okay specifically was cool because the whole point of that music video was like there's three different bad guys, football player, movie star, and finance bro. So that's like maybe love ain't always what it was. Like that's the depiction of what it always was. It'd be happy for a second and then it all goes to shit. But in the fourth guy that I actually pick and that I run off with, he was like a background character in each of the scenes. So like in the football scene, he's in at the tailgate. He's the limo driver of the movie star and he's in the office of the finance bro. So it's kind of like a story of like maybe the right person was just always around and you keep like screwing up and trying to go after these guys who are not right for you. But maybe the right one was like always there in the background.
For as many times as I've watched that music video and I watched it before I came in today, because I was like, let me just have a refresher. I like still miss that.
Go back
part
and look.
Of it.
Yeah. If you look like you'll see like the guy looking in the mirror of the limo thing. Like he's like looking at me like this girl.
Yeah.
She's with another bad guy. But yeah, I literally came up with that idea at like 3 a.m. in Europe and I wrote it all in my notes and yeah.
That's so fun. But like doing like the directing thing and then kind of like acting in your own videos, is that something that you feel like you ever want to do? Like would you do acting? Do you have any
yeah,
desire
I think
to do
I
that?
Would.
Yeah.
I thought for a long time that I wasn't a good actress and then I would cry and then go do a show and then I was like, no, you're a good actress. And that's how I wrote Hell of a Show. So yeah, I would probably get into acting one day. Not like full time, but just like for fun, maybe.
Dabble in it for yeah. fun, for sure. You're also in the middle of the Am I Okay tour, which looks like it has been so much fun. What has been like biggest highlight for you, whether it's like moment with a fan or like moment at a show?
Oh man, I mean, there's so many good moments every single night. I think a highlight for me is the Miss Am I Okay tour. God, they're so freaking cute. Basically, so for those of you that don't know, I have a song called This Universe, and each night I get a little girl and I make her the Miss MIOK tour Nashville or Knoxville or whatever. And I bring them out, I hand them some flowers, they have the sash on, and I ask them a pageant question. And the question is, what do you want to be when you grow up? And then we give them a pageant wave. And it's just really cute. Like the girl in Nashville, she goes, I don't know. And I was like, so valid, queen. I was like, I don't even know what I want to be when I grow up. So, girl, right. I got you. but it's so cute. I think that's definitely a highlight. And then, I don't know, there's something about the show when I played the two bonus tracks back to back, Break It Right Back and To Bless Your Heart. There's a lot of healing going on during those two songs.
I was going to say, which has got to be funny when you've got the, like, these little girls on stage and you're like, do you even know what I'm singing
about?
Oh,
yeah, 100%. Yeah. But they're so cute and they dress like me and I just want to put them in my pocket. I'm like, please.
This is so precious.
Can I take you home?
Oh, I love that. Okay. So that, and then plus, like, this album is kind of like coming to an, not to an end because we've got the tour, but you are getting ready to release this new music mm-hmm. and start the next chapter. Like, what can you say about the new music you've been working on?
Well, I can say that I've been in the studio a lot.
Yeah.
I've been writing a lot. I'm just going to keep the ball rolling, you know? So I'm excited. This next like set of music is a lot happier than what you would expect. But I feel like that's just where I'm at in life. I feel like for once I'm just like chilling. I love it.
Chilling, hanging out in the islands, singing a song with Kenny Chesney.
I know. I do have like one really gut-wrenching song on the album. There's a few sad songs still because I would never abandon my emo cowgirlness, but for the album as a whole, I definitely think it's a lot more carefree and just like sassy and fun. And I'm excited for everyone to hear what I've been working on.
The last two albums have had like a color that was like the focal point, like green for Lucky. Yeah. And then Am I Okay was very blue. Is the next album, like as you're starting to think about the visuals, will that kind of be the same thing?
Yeah, 100%.
I love this.
And I already know what it is.
Oh, and you know what it is. I'm not going to ask you to reveal that. We're not going to have a gender reveal of the new album yet. But
oh my gosh, yeah, that's what we should do. Me and my fans have a gender reveal.
For the new album, yeah, what the color is
like,
going to be.
They're like, I'm whoever, and I think the next album is going to be.
Exactly. It would be so fun. And then let's talk about, because when we have you on the show, ACMs will have just happened, and you've got a performance on the show. Can you talk about what you're singing here, or do you know?
I do know what I'm singing, and I guess if it's already aired, it'll be after, then yeah. I'm doing a tribute for Keith Urban. So
I get
to do Stupid Boy. I think it's going to be, as of now, it's a broken down version.
I'm happy they
asked me to do it. Apparently, Keith requested that I do that song. So he just came to my show in Nashville. So maybe he knew it was in my range. It's like perfectly in my range. So
is there a higher compliment than Keith like personally requesting you sing a song?
No, I don't think there is.
Oh my God.
Side note, Keith Urban smells amazing.
Smells so good. You know what I have heard?
My mom was fangirling over him so bad. I had to literally be like, I'll take your all access pass away, mom. You need to get it together.
Well, he's one of those people. I say there are some, like, there's a, like, you know, like, are the stars? Are they just like us? Yes, most of the time. But there are some famous people like Keith Urban or Tim McGraw who float into a room.
Yep.
Like, you've never seen them walk. They're just 100%. Kind of like floating.
Yeah, Tim is the same way.
When I met Tim McGraw,
I was like,
I know, right? But Keith does smell so good. And I think it was the guys from Midland who told me once that they got it out of him. And it's a mixture of two Tom Ford.
Oh my God.
Clones.
Wow.
I don't know which
one.
So
he's got a concoction going on.
He's got a concoction.
Wow.
Right? I was like, maybe I need to be mixing perfumes more than
that. I was like, wow. When we took a picture, I was like, Keith Urban smells good.
And he knows it too. Yeah. Like literally anyone you ask will say that.
Of course. Duh.
So funny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
How did you feel seeing the ACM nominations when those came out?
Excited, of course. I mean, the album of the year nomination is like so cool for me.
There's like, I feel like as a songwriter, there really is no higher honor for like an entire body of work to be recognized like that.
I think that one's like the coolest for sure, because I am a songwriter first and I care about songwriting so much that to see everyone kind of recognize that, cool, she put in some work. I'm like, cool. Thank you.
It's got, especially on a sophomore album too. Like that's a big deal. Like a lot of people always talk about like sophomore slump and everybody's always so worried about that. So to have that recognition is it deserved?
Never heard of her.
Such a good, never heard of her. We don't know her. And then you're going to be performing at CMA Fest. Actually, the week that we have you on the show will be that week. Talk about some of like your early CMA Fest memories and what you're excited about this year.
So early CMA Fest memories, I was on the spotlight stage back in 2022, which is the stage they have indoors. And I'm pretty sure I only had people there because there was air conditioning in there and like no one really cared at all, which was fine because I literally had like Hair Salon out and Wonder and that's it. But I played Sleep on My Side. It was unreleased. And wow. I just, there's videos that I look back on and I just remember thinking that it was like the coolest thing to ever happen. And then a year later, I ended up being able to be on that platform stage in the stadium. So to go from the spotlight stage to the platform stage in 1 year, all because of Tennessee Orange, like that was, it was such a cool moment. And my brother, so my brother, it's a tradition that he plays guitar with me every CMA Fest because he was the one that was on the spotlight stage with me. The next year, he came back for the platform stage. Last year, I was on the main stage. And this year, I'm having him come back again to play on the main stage with me just because I feel like it would be bad juju not to.
Right? And he's like, your brother has like an everyday job. Like, he's a lawyer,
yeah,
right?
So this is the coolest attorney, thing ever. So I like to still give him, you know, that the opportunity to play in a stadium. It's so crazy, too, because he's, I'll be like kind of nervous and freaking out. And he's like so cool, calm, and collected. I'm like, you have a normal job. Like, I do this for a living. Yeah, and I'm a little nervous. And you're over here like, let's do it. I'm like, like maybe you should be doing this with your life.
Right.
I told him as soon as I could pay him enough, I'm going to ask him to quit his job and be on the road with me.
Oh my God. How much fun would that be?
It'd be a lot of fun. He does have a new baby at home. So that would be tough.
That would be tough, but still would be
we'll
so
get a family
fun.
Tour bus or something.
Exactly. And then I have to ask you about, so a few weeks ago, there was like this crazy like video pictures that went viral of you and Ed Sheeran at Bluebird.
Yeah.
Talk about this.
Crazy. I was supposed to go on vacation that weekend to the beach and I got a call saying that Ed Sheeran wanted me to play with him the Bluebird on a Sunday night. And I was like, well, I won't be going on vacation. Nope. You don't tell Ed Sheeran no. I'd never met him before or anything. So I thought it was like a joke. I was like, maybe he just ran out of people to ask, like, and that everyone else is like not here this weekend. Like, why would he know who I am? And his team was just like going on about how he's like such a fan. And he did know my songs when I played like at the Bluebird. And I was like, oh, he wasn't lying. That's crazy. So nice. Very nice guy. We email. He doesn't have a phone. So
that's adorable.
He's like stayed in touch and he's on the list now of my dream collaborators. I think that that would be really cool. I saw that he said he wanted to come to country. So I was like,
I died.
Email me back.
I died when I saw that. I was like, wait, we're going to get Ed? Are you serious? He's going to move to Nashville? Yeah, I thought that was great. Well, I'm like very much also manifesting that along with you because I feel like Ed, Meg, like collab Meg, with your writing. Collab. Because he's also written for Kenny. Like he's written with Kenny before. So I feel like it's a natural transition for him.
Yeah.
For sure. Listen, I'm so excited for you. This new song is so great. I'm so happy that Am I Okay is doing great. It's so good to see you.
Good to see you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.